You know what I got from...
Hi, welcome to the New York City podcast. And I'm going to get done chewing this. You know what I got for Christmas of the old fucking Bender family? A bag of fucking cigarettes! Yo, Donnie, smoke up! A friend of mine found a gun in his locker. What kind of a gun was it? It was a flare gun. Don't freak out, but I... If I saw a gun in somebody's locker, like I opened the gun to hide... Like, I open the locker to hide like I normally do, and there'd probably be a gun in it. What type of gun was it? It was a flare gun. Okay, here. I had to do the graffiti. I had no choice, you know? I probably never bagged a babe. Was the first one there.
Your ticket.
I didn't steal the scarf. It just got caught in my suitcase, and my ticket is... I'm sure it's here somewhere. It's just, like, really... That's really disturbing. That is pretty disturbing. Saturday morning detention.
There's no reading the rules about bears being barred.
Man, you make a good couple of events. The ball.
I'm gonna try and... That depends if I play golf. And I probably can hit a long shot. That'd be pretty cool if I could, like, whack a ball really in 50 miles. I'm so sexy. Very sexy. The sexiest person around. More sexier than you. You piece of shit. I'm gonna go egg your house. We're gonna go smoke some weed. Would you join us?
Good afternoon. My name's Paddington Brown. Raise my hat, but I've lost it.
Only make it worse. We'll soon have you clear. So where did you spring from?
Darkest Peru.
Darkest Peru, thousands of miles from here.
This is really... What the hell? What the hell? What the hell? Hey, wait a minute. Sorry, pop-up blocker. God damn it. This is the original Breakfast Club. The original one. Not the other Breakfast Club that's like... Not the other Breakfast Club, like the breakfast cereal and milk sort of thing. They're like, fuck you, you piece of shit, or Molly, does Barry Manilow know that you raided his wardrobe? Does Barry Manilow know you raided his wardrobe? You'll get the answer to that next Saturday!
Really happened to me.
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
souls.
I'm a nymphomaniac.
Are your parents aware of this? Take some chances.
I am a nymphomaniac. Wow, my voice sounds a lot bigger.
It is now 7:06. You have exactly 8 hours and 54 minutes to ponder the error of your ways. Any questions?
Yeah. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
A brain, a beauty, a jock, a rebel, and a recluse.
I can't believe this is really happening to me.
Before this day is over, they'll break the rules.
Chicks cannot hold the smoke. That's what it is.
Bare their souls.
I'm a nymphomaniac.
Are your parents aware of this?
Take some chances.
Being bad feels pretty good.
Huh? And touch each other in a way they never dreamed possible.
Why'd you do that?
Because I knew you wouldn't.
The Breakfast Club. They only met once.
I don't want to be alone anymore.
You don't have to be.
But it changed their lives forever.
Man, I consider you guys my friends. I'm not wrong, am I?
Universal Pictures presents Emilio Estevez, Paul Gleason, Anthony Michael Hall, Judd Nelson, Molly Ringwald, and Ally Sheedy in a John Hughes film.
Why do you need some restroom? Is you're letting me?
The Breakfast Club.
Awesome. I wake up every morning feeling awesome. Whoops. Sorry, I was having a flashback of Kathy. Let's move on. Kathy is my ex-girlfriend who I used to date. Oh, fucking boy, man! Cool it. Kathy's house. Sneak into her house. Look at her drawers. Film her dirty underwear. Film her dirty laundry. Going to Kathy's house. Sneak into her house! Look at her drawers! Sneak into her drawers! Look at, film her filthy laundry. Read her diary. Film every page. Yeah. Alright, bye. And then your fucking boyfriend figures you!